I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Charlize Theron has never let her beauty get in the way of her art. In Monsters, she looked like the wrath of God as a foul-mouthed prostitute and serial killer, and she won an Oscar for her performance. Young Adult is another story, though. The movie was directed by Jason Reitman from an original screenplay by Diablo Cody. It's a cockeyed comic triumph that flashes between bright and dark like a strobe light of the spirit. And Charlize Theron succeeds sensationally. It's something much harder than playing Ravaged. She's Mavis Gary, a self-styled author who actually ghostwrites young adult novels. Mavis was once prom queen beautiful. Now, in her late 30s, she can still pull herself together to pretty dazzling effect, but she's also sly, selfish, nasty, hurt and hurtful, dryly sardonic and scarily deluded. What makes her such a marvelous character is what seethes deep beneath her skin. What makes the movie marvelous is the same combination that the filmmaker and writer brought to Juno. Wonderfully subtle yet precise direction, plus a literate script with dramatic energy and a delicate tone. The movie's title refers not only to the books Mavis writes, but to Mavis herself, the suggestion being that she is young for her age. But young can't begin to describe her immaturity or her failure to flourish as an adult. When we first see her in Minneapolis, she's a slattern in a junk-strewn apartment, living on scraps of loveless sex, drinking too much, and picking up snatches of kids' conversations here and there, and then dropping them into her teenage fiction series that is, in fact, headed for the dustbin of subliterary history. But then the blockage in Mavis's life gives way to a bizarre breakthrough, and she becomes a person possessed by a mission, reclaiming the love she lost when her high school sweetheart got married. To find her old flame, Buddy, he's played by Patrick Wilson, she goes off to her hometown in the company of her better half, a yappy Pomeranian named Dolce. Buddy is very happily married with a new baby, and he can't fathom what Mavis is up to. But she's as transparent as a wine-stained glass to an old classmate named Matt Freehoff, who's played to laconic perfection by Patton Oswalt. Guys like me were born loving women like you, Matt tells her ruefully. They're two of a kind with a kinship in misfortune, much of it self-inflicted. Still, the movie belongs to its star at every moment she's on screen. It's partly a function of the script, which dares the audience from the start to care about a heroine who confronts life with a toxic vibe. It's equally due to Charlize Theron's brilliance in a role that takes her from delicious comedy into something very close to an American tragedy. By the end, and against strong odds, young adult gives us a grown woman to weep for. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.